Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from November 4th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq, Doris Urey. So, what makes muted action for the indices? We follow on the video here. We saw broader commodities lead the way to the upside. Gold seeing a little bit of a boost there. Did see emerging markets outpace developed on the U.S. equity side. Saw the Dow, Russell 2000, and the S&P equal weight in negative territory, while we saw the S&P 500, Russell 1000, and Nasdaq indices in positive territory for the day. So, seeing some mixed action there. As far as gold goes, did see it reverse down into O's on this 20 point per box chart, also doing so on its default 10 point per box chart. At this point, putting in some at least near term, very near term resistance there at 4,020. We'll now monitor that support there at 3,900, 3,920. And then moving on over to the Dow, did see a reverse down last week. It's the first index where we see action out of it in the month of November as it fell below 47,200 there. Still maintaining the buy signal, still above its 50-day moving average. Have seen weekly momentum flip negative, though, for the index. So some other things we'll continue to watch. The NYSE high-low index reversing down as we're seeing that decrease in stocks making 52-week highs relative to those making 52-week lows. Also, we're seeing the weekly distribution for the NYSE, which measures the sort of average overbought, oversold reading for stocks with trading on the NYSE, is down in oversold territory. We saw a rebound last week a little bit there, but then ultimately we've seen it divert here and move back with sort of a return to a negative stance with a break there at minus 14. Not quite as oversold as we got here recently on average at minus 20%, but bear in mind, more oversold condition is if we see it move below that minus 40%. Last time we did that was back in April of this year. So just keeping sort of context where we currently sit. Moving on over to earnings, we actually saw yesterday afternoon after close, Palantir beat, but I've seen some pretty interesting reactions out of the stock as well as some other tech names this morning trading lower. Ultimately, Palantir currently trading at 190, showed a pretty significant pullback here down just in the over 7%. At the moment, and we'll look at sort of that prior resistance around 190, upper 180s as sort of a near-term level of support. So wouldn't be surprised to sort of see it settle in that range there. But then also we'll look at 170 as well, still maintaining its 5 for 5 attribute rating. Then moving on over to earnings from this morning, we see Uber down some, even though they beat. It seems to be one of those stories that failed to impress as much as investors may have anticipated. Seeing them currently trade at 95, showing them a potential reversal back towards the middle of the trading band here after hitting resistance again there at 100. So really moving forward, that resistance there at 100 is something we'll keep a very close eye on. We now monitor support there at 92 as well as at 89 for Uber. Looking on over to Spotify, also reporting an earnings beat this morning, but unlike Palantir, Uber, we're seeing shares rise out of Spotify here. Currently trading at 7 in the 670 range, showing the potential that I'll reverse back into X's here. Move above 680 would return it to a buy signal and also flip it back into a positive trend. So keep that in mind as well. But see some resistance there at 696, as well as some additional in that 720, sort of going on up into the 740 range as well for Spotify. Then moving on to SMCI reporting after close today. SMCI currently a 4 for 5, did move into a negative trend a few weeks ago, early last week, I believe. But ultimately, at this point, has given consecutive sell signals. We've seen a reversal down from a recent test of that bearish resistance line. Currently sitting at 51, we'll monitor support there at 47, as well as in the mid 40s at 44, 45 as well. And that's just a few of the names that we wanted to touch on. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their day.